Welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. On October 7th, 2003, actor Arnold Schwarzenegger is elected governor of California, the most populous state in the nation with the world's fifth largest economy. Schwarzenegger was one of 135 candidates on that ballot, which included career politicians, other actors, and one adult film star.
Mr. Schwarzenegger!
Yeah, what is going on?
Well, first let me congratulate you on being elected, but I have to ask you about your 400 children.
What about them?
Well, we're somewhat suspicious about the ability to have that many children in the short space of time that you've been in this country.
Perhaps you are not familiar with my body of film.
Your body is made of film?
I think I was referring rather to my cinematic career.
Excuse me! Yes, I know this is the governor's mansion. Get off me. Excuse me, sir. Sir, I want to talk about this here, governor.
Go ahead.
What do you want?
He stole 200 of my babies.
What?
They were the 200 shorter ones. I don't see what the problem is.
I made 200 babies, and I got the money from the government for all of them, and he took them.
Madam, are you raising an objection?
I am. What's that?
Wait, it's sort of like a child. You raise a child, you raise an objection.
I didn't get to raise no children. He took them all.
Why, that's a federal offense.
All right, whatever. Just give them back.
Curses. Now to my escape pod.
Governor Schwarzenegger did jump into the governmental escape pod and never had to pay for the crime of kidnapping, which is, of course, a federal offense. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.